There were marches and rallies this weekend to honor Eric Garner on the one-year anniversary since he was killed. Activists want federal prosecutors to indict the police officer Daniel Pantaleo, who put 43-year-old Eric Garner in a fatal chokehold. A grand jury declined to indict the officer. A federal inquiry is ongoing. The Garner family reached a $5.9 million settlement with the city this week. Garner's widow, Isua Garner, said she would never stop fighting for her husband. A little-known anti-abortion group called the Center for Medical Progress released a video on Tuesday which has been making the rounds. It's an edited video where Dr. Deborah Nucatella, Planned Parenthood's Senior Director of Medical Services, describes how her group obtains organs from fetuses. The video prompted Republican lawmakers and presidential hopefuls, along with conservative groups, to condemn Planned Parenthood and demand a halt to its federal funding. The video was secretly recorded over wine and lunch by two actors who posed as would-be purchasers of fetal tissue. The edited video shows Nucatella casually discussing how her group charges $30 to $100 for getting the organs, but in the full video, which has received less attention, she repeatedly says the fees are designed to cover costs and that the process is aimed at furthering research. Democrats say Republicans are using the video for an unsubstantiated attack on Planned Parenthood and to appeal to conservative voters and donors. Counterterrorism investigators continue to interview acquaintances of the gunman who killed four Marines and a sailor in Tennessee last week. One law enforcement official says investigators are especially interested in learning more about his visit to Jordan last year. They're trying to determine what Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz did during that trip, whom he met with, and whether he might have gone or tried to go anywhere else. The 24-year-old Kuwaiti native was shot dead by police after Thursday's shooting at a military recruiting office and a Navy Marine Operations Center in Chattanooga. Meanwhile, Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam is calling for a review of security procedures at National Guard armories and other military installations in the state. Governors in at least a half dozen states ordered National Guardsmen to be armed. Florida's Governor Rick Scott moved his state's guard recruiters from storefronts in urban areas to armories. An attorney says Sandra Bland's family has ordered an independent autopsy to determine how the Chicago-area woman died in a Texas jail cell. Bland was arrested on July 10th after police said she became uncooperative during a traffic stop for failing to signal a lane change. This was in Waller County, Texas. She was still in jail Monday awaiting posting of bond when she was found dead. Authorities say the 28-year-old woman from Naperville, Illinois, hanged herself, but her family questions that account. They say she was looking forward to a new job and would never take her own life. In international news, Saudi Arabia says it has broken up planned Islamic State attacks in the kingdom and arrested more than 400 suspects in an anti-terrorism sweep. The Saudi Interior Minister said the suspects are involved in recent attacks and behind a number of militant websites used in recruiting. The Saudi crackdown follows a powerful blast in neighboring Iraq on Friday, which killed at least 115 people, including women and children. More than 170 were wounded. It was one of Iraq's deadliest single attacks since U.S. troops pulled out in 2011. The mostly Shiite victims were gathered to mark the end of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, which ended Friday for Iraqi Shiites and a day earlier for Iraqi Sunni Muslims. The Islamic State group holds about a third of Iraq and Syria in a self-declared caliphate. The U.S.-led coalition airstrikes have not stopped the group from making advances. And over the weekend, there were reports that IS is training child soldiers by having them cut off the heads of dolls. They've made it a priority to mold children into a new generation of militants, luring them into leaving their families to become fighters, suicide bombers, and executioners. Meanwhile, over the weekend, a report surfaced that the Islamic State group used projectile-delivered poison gas against Kurdish forces in Iraq and Syria on several occasions last month. In Minneapolis, researchers believe they found the grave of a man who could be considered the first black male slave freed by Abraham Lincoln. They've tracked his final resting place to the cemetery of a former Minnesota psychiatric hospital. William Henry Costley was 10 months old in 1841 when Lincoln, as a young lawyer, won an Illinois Supreme Court case freeing Costley's mother from indentured servitude. That was 22 years before Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation as president. Pope Francis is continuing his focus on eradicating poverty and on climate change this week. The Vatican Science Committee is hosting meetings with 50 mayors and governors from around the world. Mayor de Blasio is among those invited to address the gathering. Discussions are centered around curbing greenhouse gas emissions and boosting resilience to climate extremes like heat waves and sea level rises. The meetings come out of a formal Catholic teaching document, the Pope's Climate Change Encyclical. Scientists, theologians, and other experts advised Francis as he wrote the document, and now they are meeting to encourage solutions to the problems identified in the encyclical. And today, the U.S. and Cuba are restarting their relations despite differences and opening embassies in Havana and in Washington more than 50 years after the split. The new president of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, has traveled to the U.S. to meet with President Obama. The focus is combating the Islamic State-allied Boko Haram insurgency. Suicide bombings and village attacks blamed on Nigeria's homegrown Boko Haram extremists have killed hundreds of people at home and in neighboring Chad, Niger, and Cameroon just in the past 2 weeks. The meeting today with Obama is expected to focus on more military aid, recovering stolen funds, and reviving flagging investment in Nigeria's corruption-riddled petroleum industry. Buhari has pledged to tackle root causes that fuel Islamic extremism. And finally, there's dangerously hot weather expected again today. The mayor's office sent out an advisory for New Yorkers to take steps to protect ourselves and help others who may be at increased risk from the heat. This includes vulnerable individuals such as seniors and those with chronic health problems. Temperatures today are expected to be in the 90s. The heat index values will be in the low 100s. An air quality alert is in effect until 11 p.m. tonight. The city says water is the safest liquid to drink during heat emergencies. Avoid beverages containing alcohol and/or caffeine. And eat small, frequent meals, the city says. Cooling centers throughout the five boroughs are open, including at senior centers, NYCHA facilities, and parks. Call 311 or go to nyc.gov/OEM to find the nearest center. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.